Vavam Beis Baruch Chista towards the bottom of the page. Hakrua Hechik Sibi. How do we understand this pasuk? The pasuk says, "Vayishlach Esna Rebbeinu Yisrael Vayalu Olos." That's the pasuk that they sent the Nari Bnei Yisrael, which means the Bechorim, to bring the Korbanos, and they brought Olos, and they brought Shlomim to Hashem. And the end of the pasuk says the word Purim. Is the word Purim coming back to modify everything in the pasuk, that both the Olos and the Shlomim were brought from Purim? Or is there a pause? Vayalu Olos out of Kvasim, out of, let's say, sheep. Vayizbuchu Zvachim Shlomim Lashem Parim. And the word Parim is only explaining the Shlomim. Oidilma Idi Beidi Parim Havu. Maybe the word Parim is explaining both Vayalu Olos and Zvachim, which to Hashem, all of them are Parim. So that's the question. And more says, "Lamay nafkamina." What difference does it make to understand what are you asking? So Marzut Chomer the pisuk to Amim. The question over here is, what is the correct trup on the pasuk? Because as we have the pasuk, actually, it's, and Rashi points out, the way we read it is by Yishlach as an Arei Bnei Yisrael. Vayalu Olos, and there's an esnachta under the word Olos. So the pasuk seems to be read with the pause there, because it's two separate ideas, and indicating that the Olos were not from Purim, the Olos were from sheep.
How do you know they're from Kvasim rather than some other?
Well, it's not Purim. The example the pasuk gives later in of Olos, the beginning of Sefer Vayikra, is a case of Kvasim. So that's why the Mordus went to Kvasim. Could be Ezim also. Okay.
I was just thinking that you said a comma that makes it so that it's not included.
Correct. They brought it, so it's like we brought this and we brought that. So the correct
is the comma.
It's not the, is more like a semicolon. Yeah. Or is the correct Masara in the piece of Talmud differently? So the Achrayim really grappled with exactly. So what was, well? So, you know, what is this Gemara saying? What was the trouble? So it's interesting. It's not clear there's a Gemara which says that the trouble was from Har Sinai. The Gemara in the fourth parak in the Dora. But some, well, at least one of the Rishonim wants to bring a right from this Gemara, that this Gemara is that the trouble was something which was created later on, based on the Masorah of Chazal of how to understand the Pesukim, they put Trup, and it wasn't in place yet as of this time of Rav Chista. The Beis Yosef doesn't like that. The Beis Yosef says that over here the issue was there was an argument of what the correct Trup was, and that the Mordechai was trying to figure out what was the correct way to go. It wasn't that they didn't have it. Wasn't it was from. It was from Masara, but there was an argument in the Masara. That's what the Mordechai is trying to figure out. The Marsha says that they forgot the correct trup of the pasuk. You know, they didn't have any nice Mikros Gedolos printed with the trup on the bottom. You know, everything was from Masara, so they had forgotten over here the correct. They were trying to figure out. Comes along Rav Acha Brei D'Rava and says, I can give you another practical difference. Not that he disagrees with Marzutra, but he's adding on to Marzutra. The difference would be, La'omer re'alai oyla ka'ayla shekriva yisil b'midbor. So a person would say that I'm undertaking to bring an oyla like the oylas that they brought, so what does he have to bring? My, parim havo, kvasim havo, some more says take us. This remains as a question. Sirashi, l'psuke tamim, b'neginos, the musical notes, im termer shnei minim, if it was two, they brought from two different things. The tzarech atalivsa katam, so you would have to separate the reading of shalvayalu oilus be'esnachto with an esnachto, which is the taking a rest there to pause. Kemoshan v'karmas, which is how we read it. Obas a kef katon, or you would, which is a tam shemavsek a dibur mimashal acharop. These are both trop. There are two types of trop. There's known as mafsikim, the ones which interrupt, and there's what's known as mashorsim, which one which lead into the next word. But in the mafsikim itself, there are different levels of mafsikim. I think there's some have like there's five different levels of mafsikim. So the highest level of mafsik is esnachto, that's a total pause, a total end of thought and the beginning of a new thought is in the same pasuk. And so pasuk obviously is, and then there's other ones, but which it's definitely some element of an end of a thought. If it was they all brought from the same thing, both everything was brought from Purim. Tzarech atolik roisa be'echad mishar atomim shem avsikim kagoyin pashto or revia. Now a pashto is also considered a mafsik, but it's not considered a full mafsik, because it is they brought erlus and they brought shlomim, so it's not they brought erlus and shlomim. It wasn't erlus and shlomim are not all one thought, in the sense that they're not all one phrase. We brought this and we brought that out of Purim, so it's 2 points, so it's called, so pasha would be the right thing as opposed to a mashores, like a mapach, or you see a kadmo or something like that. Yeah, good.
How do we? I mean, we actually pass them, but it's interesting. We've got a teiku, but we do pass them. Would you correct for this because of the teiku?
Probably not. The law is that you could, that mishmer paskins that if you put a mashoris b'moka mafsik or a mafsik b'moka mashoris, you correct. Most Bali Kriya don't know that. Don't know the shop well enough to know that anyway. But that's Mishmer Paskins. That has many ramifications. Lomer Reali.
So would you correct to this?
Pasha's not.
Because we've got a take.
We have a take.
But had we ever come with it?
But the difference is like this. We pass as long as you put a mashore, as long as you put a even different levels of mafsik, as long as you put some type of a mafsik there, it's still okay. See the way Rashi is saying you put a mafsik there. Either you put an asnata there, you put a pashto there. Pashto is also considered a mafsik.
But the Gemara's question was, what it left off, as I understood, left off as a teiku, was whether you do read it together or you don't read it together.
Right, but Rashi says the two options are you're either gonna put either a esnachta there or a zefkek katon, or you're gonna put a pashto there. Pashto there's also a considered a mafsik.
Yeah, but
so you wouldn't correct for it because either way you put a mafsik there at least.
But maybe we should be putting a masharis there.
Rashi doesn't say that.
Yeah, but how does he?
Because it's still it's because. A mashoris means that these two words have to be read as one phrase. And that vayalu olos is not vayalu olos, it's vayalu olos. So, right? But it's not vayalu olos, zvachim shlomim, it's not all vayalu olos and zvachim shlomim. There is still some cadence of two different thoughts. So Rashi says the correct thing would be a pashto. Loimer reolai ola, gasinim ola gasinim kaimer. He says, I want to bring this type of thing. So what you bring? Versus, I don't know. Tanan Hos. New thought. Okay. Eil Dvarim Shein Lem Shiur Hapeya Vabikarim Vahara Yoyin Ugmun Vim Vesalmatara. Very familiar. Mishnah's Mishnah Peya. So these are the things which have no limit. The Torah did not give a limit to the amount of payah. Chazal gave a limit, you know, gave some type of boundaries, same with Bikurim, etc. So now the Mora wants to know. Amr Rabbi Yochanan, so Rabbi Yochanan says on this Mishnah, Ksurim Anu Leimar. We were under the understanding when it says Haroyan Ein L'Shir L'Mal Avayesh L'Shir L'Mat. We understood that there's a minimal amount that you have to bring for Haroyan. Haroyan is coming to the Beis Hamikdash Re'iya, presenting yourself at the Beis Hamikdash, and you have to bring a korban. You have to bring a korban has a minimal amount. The Mishnah said. So there is a minimal amount. There's just not a maximum. You can bring 17 of them. You can bring 25 of them. You can spend $1 million on it. Right? So, Aviyesh Hashir Lamat. That's what we thought to say. Achibor Rav Oshia Berebi. Rav Oshia came. Rav Oshia Berebi over here is used to refer to the fact that he was like the Gadol Hador. Berebi was like the one of the Gedolim. The Rebbe, Belimed, and he taught Harayon Ein L'Shir L'Lamala B'Lamata. There's no minimal price. No minimal amount. You have to bring one. But, you know, that's not called. You have to do something. Obviously, that's not called. You can pay any amount for it. But Chachamim Amrim Hariya Ma'ar Kesef B'Chagiga Shtei Kesef. It has according to Basil, the Hariya is Ma'ar Kesef and Chagiga Shtei Kesef. So that was a sheer Drabana.
So all these things have no Shir Lamata.
That's a very good question. The Gemara has the machlokes about it in the Septus Peya. Does Peya have a Shir Lamata? So we're gonna have to assume this. So we have to assume that this Gemara is going. The Havamin and the Maskana seems to be going in the two opinions in the Yerushalmi. Okay. Now, something more like this. The Mor wants to know, my Hora Oyon. What is, when you say the word Oyon, what are we referring to? Rabbi Yechon Amar Rias Panim Bazora, Rishlokosh Amar Rias Panim Bekorban. Does it mean just coming to present yourself? Or mean coming present yourself with together with a korban. What is the mishnah referring to? Now we know there's mitzvah of re'iyah, and you have to bring come to the zohar Beis Hamikdash once at least with a korban. So we're referring to now. So that's that you can come multiple times, as many times as you want. There's a mitzvah to come empty-handed, or means every time you have to come with a korban. So Morris is like this. Beikar haregol, the ikar mitzvah of coming once during regol kuliyamul pligi, the rias panim bekorban. Everybody agrees that you have to come one time at least with the korban the first time you come. That's not a machlokes. Ki pligi b'shayim ma'aser regol, you already come with your korban the first time. You want to come again? Do you say kol hechad the also? If you want to bring a korban, it's not considered baltosif. You're adding too many korbanos. Nobody argues you're allowed to accept the korbanos from him. He wants to come. Also, he came. He's not bringing anything. You have to present yourself. You do not need to bring other korbanos. You can come without bringing a korban. Every time you come, according to Rishlokish, this stage, the Gemara is going to eventually change the pshat and the machlokes. According to this stage of the Gemara, Rishlokish was saying, every time you come, you have to bring a korban. Okay, the Gemara is going to bring three eisveis from Rishlokish to Rishlokish, which all seem to have the same question. Says, "Below Yeru Panai Rekom, you can't come empty-handed." Amar Leis, Rabbi Yechon said back, "The Ikur Haregel, that means the Ikur Mitzvah to come, present yourself one time. You must not come empty-handed." Eisvei. Now we have a brayso which talks about this pasuk. Below Yeru Panai Rekom, Bizvachem. It means you have to bring a karbonus zvachim, as opposed to, well, empty handed, I can bring a mincha out of flour. No, it has to be. I can bring birds. No, it has to bring animals. You're saying that you have to come with a korban which is shechted zochim or animals, as opposed to bird which you don't do with shechita, you do the process of what's called malika or menachas, which obviously you don't do anything at all. How do you know that? Vidinu, the word says that it's a logical thought process. Why? Nemru chagiga lehedit. We know that the mitzvah bring a korban chagiga, which is what the hedit eats. The Klai Yisrael is going to eat their korbanos. Nemru re'iyah legavoya, and the mitzvah re'iyah, present yourself korban re'iyah for Hashem. Ma chagiga hamor lehedit zvachim. Just like the chagiga is a korban, the mitzvah is dafka shlamim, which are shechted. So, therefore, the same way that's true, afriya mor legavoya. So that therefore the riyah, which is sent to the Kodesh Baruch Hu, is zvachim. But ma hein zvachim. So what type of zvachim do you have to bring? Arlus. You have to bring arlus. Ata amr arlus. You say that you bring arlus. Oh, and arlus shlama. Maybe you should bring a karmish shlama. If you're learning from a chagiga, so we could argue you should bring a korban shlomim like the chagiga. We're answered, but then we'll know this is a logical thought process. Because again, nemer chagiga lehedit, nemer riyah legvoya. A chagiga lehamor lehedit beroy loy. Just like the chagiga is what makes sense for a hedit, something he can eat. Safriya mor legvoya beroy loy. So the Riyah, well, it says Riyah for the Gavoya, it makes up some which makes sense to a Kodesh Baruch Hu, giving the animal to the Kodesh Baruch Hu, not taking half, three quarters of the animal for yourself. Right? You put the whole thing on the Mizbeach. The Chemidin, it also makes sense. It shouldn't be that your table is full, and the table of your master is empty. So that's the price. So, but it sounds like you have to bring these korbanos. And Mor says, "Amr leh." Again, Rabbi Yochanan answers back, "Ikur haregel." The question of like, what was the Chacham really grapple a little bit? Like, what was the? The answer is pretty obvious. Like, same answer you gave me before. What was the question? The same, third question is the same thing. Esve. Also, Brisa. It says, "Where's the back?" He says, "Rebbeinu Behuda, Omer Shalosh Regalim Hashana, Nitzav Yisrael Lalas Beregel." There's three regalim which have a mitzvah to go up: Bechaga Matzoyz, Bechaga Shavuos, Bechaga Sukkos. Vein Nirin Chatzoin. You can't come in small groups. We'll see what that is later on. The more we go back to explain what that means. Shem Shemar calls the Churcha. You can't come in empty handed. So Yerachon again answers, which now here the question is a little bit easier because there this other loch of Chatzuin is something which applies the whole, we'll see what it is later on, it's something which applies, Pasha that applies the whole Yomtiv. So I would assume that this is halacha b'nei rekam also applies to all yom. So no, I mean the ikur red. Eitzer Rabbi Yochanan the Rish Lakish. Now Rabbi Yochanan asked Rish Lakish a question. It says yeroeh yireb. Like we said, the pasuk is red yireb, but it's written it could be red yireb. So the Brisa says on that thought, just like on my end, it doesn't cost me anything to see you. It doesn't cost you anything to see me. Right, free admission. So now, there's a mitzvah to present yourself with a korban. The answer is that there's one time we charge one admission fee one time, and after that you can come. Ela kol hecha the also some more like this. So therefore, there has to be an option of coming empty-handed. And that's what the pasuk is saying. There is an option of coming empty-handed. Ela. This is the machlokes. Kol hecha the also. So the ikar regular, you have to bring a carpet. Now later on in the regular, you want to come. So kol hecha the also, you come. Well, I see. You don't bring a carpet. Kol yama lo pligi. Everybody agrees. The aisle, you can go in and miskazi and present yourself. When off, you can go out. Keep pligi the also of ice. The question is, if you bring a korb, if you're echad omer riyasponim bazara, riyasponim who the ain lo shir, hola korban yesh lo shir. He says that the mitzvah of coming has no limit, but there's a limit to the amount of kabbonis. We don't want you bringing more kabbonis. It's called adding on to the mitzvah. Like a Baltosif type of an. Mishalkosh Amar Rias Panim Bekarman. The feel of a Karman Nami Ain Lashir. You can bring the Karman as many times as you want. Okay. Let's just go to the two dots. Esve. Bryce says a. Bryce brings a Pasuk. Pasuk is a Pasuk in Mishlei. Pasuk in Mishlei seems to be giving very basic advice. It says, don't visit your friend's house too many times. Don't overstay your welcome. Because if you do, he might come to get full of you and hate you. So it says, Hoikar Ragalacha mi beis reyecha. Make your... Rashi teaches the lashon of that you make your word yokar, it's make it precious. Don't make it a commonplace thing that you come to visit. Make it a precious thing that you come to visit. So, because I'll say it's referring to, but the Bryce is referring to a Kodesh Baruch Hu, don't come to visit too often. Right? You come to the Beis HaMikdash 17 times a day, every single day, the whole year, you're not going to appreciate the Beis HaMikdash the way you're supposed. You know, make it special. Right? Don't come in too often. But what the more over here is understanding, it means... we just said, you know, come in any times as you want, everything's wonderful. So my answer is Hosim Bechatos Vashamas. That price is talking something else. The merchant says, you know, happy to have you come visit all the time you want. Don't be coming because you have to be coming to apologize. I don't need you coming to apologize 17 times a day. Don't do averis and bring chatos and hashamas. Kir Blavi. Reb Levi Rami, Reb Levi asked the question. Don't come to visit too often. There's a pasuk until David says, I'm going to come in, bring oilus, lakasha. The answer is, don't come too often with your chatas and your osha. And kan b'oilus shlomim, versus a zunta hate, oilus shlomim as many times as you want. Tanya Rami Hachi.
This Eisvei was a question on both views.
Pashtas. Even though someone is learning as a kasha and mishlokish, in other words, they're learning, like the more seems to clearly assume that the more is answered, that we're talking about karbonis, and the more discusses bring carbon this, carbon that. So, based on that assumption, they learn as a kasha and mishlokish. Tanya Mihachi, so that was Reb Levi says that pshat. The truth is the price also says it. Don't bring chatos and hashamas too often. Don't bring alus and shlomim too often. That's the end of the pasuk over there. You can bring alus and shlomim as much as you want. That's referring to Chatos V'Shamas. Zak Rashi. Tanan Hosam, the bottom Rashi on Zavavim Abayz. Tanan Hosam is at this Peah. We learned over there, Peah, Loinosna Boy Torah Shir. The Torah did not give a Shir Peah. Val Visha Ein Le Peah Shir, Nosam Bechachamim, Shir Echad Mishishi. Even though there's no shir, Chazal said it has to be at least a minimal amount. It has to be at least 1/60th of the field. give something. So you give one fruit. I mean, can't give less than one fruit. But you give, that's not called a shear. That's called doing something. But regards to amounts, you can bring as much as you want. And there's no minimum amount. You have to bring at least 17 of them. There's no minimal number. We thought high ein l'shir d'ktoni hacha. That which he said ein l'shir means ein l'shir l'mala. Ein l'shir l'mala. She yavi kamashir. You can bring as much as you want. But there is a minimal amount. You can't give an animal less than one more kesef. But you know, so we're in the shear deraisa. We thought it was a din deraisa. Actually, Borer Birshia Berebi, Berebi means Gadol B'Dori. He was the Gadol Ador, and explained, "Belimet Shein L'Shir Lo L'Mata V'Lo L'Malim Min HaTorah." Deraisa, there's no minimal amount. Of a Chachamim, Klam Shir Mo Kesef V'Shei Kesef. Amr Mishasena Beriyo V'Chagiga Midibre Chachamim Hu. So that's the Rabbanan. So the argument you had before, which one's better, what do you learn from, etc., that's all to explain the thought process of the Chachamim, which one they decided we should give preference to. It's not at the Raisa level. My Harayon. Well, Atone Hariya, why didn't you use the word Riya? The Lehevi Mashma, like our Mishnah uses, the Mei Oila, the mountain you pay for the Oila. The language Horayon does not sound like the same language of our Mishnah, the Re'iyah, which is the mouth of the carbon Re'iyah, but rather presenting yourself. So that's what the Mora says, that's where the Bechagas of Re'iyah and Rish Lakish comes. As many times as you want, you can come. You present yourself on the Bazora. You don't think bring a carbon each time. Rish Lakish has Rias Panim, but carbon circle, I'll be carbon akopam upon. If they're being carbon each time, that's Rish Lakish. Iker reg will be up to Rishon the first time, everybody, because you have to present yourself. The question is later on. Zwachim means
it's circle. The Yom Tov Rishon or Tashlumen.
Or Tashlumen, the first time. Zwachim, at circle, I'll be carbon behema. Zwachim means a carbon behema, which is. Hazvuchim b'sakin, which is shafted with a knife. Well, erlis oif shim, but mlekas, which you use down. The Kohen uses his fingernail. Nemer chagiga beregel leMichael Hedyet, the chagiga for the person. Nemer riel legavoya the whole lo yerup and every kam ksiv panai the ksiv mash the tzarchai nishal. That's for Hashem's presence. It's for him. Presence with a C, not with a T, but that idea for him. So it says Chaylev. It's referring to an animal which is later on. Don't do a veris which will force you to bring a chatas v'ashem. The base reyachem and base ayhavcha from the one that you love, a kadosh baruch hu shekari yisrael, the one who loves you, kadosh baruch hu shekari yisrael reyim shemar leman achay v'rei oy. The Rosh Hashanah says about klal yisrael that they're rei oy. Okay.